KSL's top story this hour. You may think that hands-free is safer in the car, but it turns out those hands-free phone and car systems are more distracting than first thought.
And that news comes at a time when we're learning about an increase in other types of crashes, too. Our live team coverage, The Road to Zero Fatalities, begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, many drivers get distracted just trying to talk and send hands-free messages.
Call Anna Turner.
Call Henry Burns.
No.
That driver, one of nearly 260 that AAA and University of Utah researchers recorded while they drove and used a hands-free device. AAA's Yolanda Cade says people went right through stop signs.
Even when you put that device down for 27 seconds, your mind is still distracted.
And the in-car systems were distracting, too. The least distracting option was the Chevy Equinox with MyLink and Google Now, but they were still bad. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour. Many of us think hands-free calling and texting is safer, but a new study out today suggests it isn't.
And that research comes as we learn just how deadly Utah's roads can be. Our live team coverage, The Road to Zero Fatalities, begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, AAA and the University of Utah recorded people driving and found out that even while using hands-free devices, they were still distracted for up to 27 seconds afterward.
You're talking the distance of three football fields, and if you can imagine the number of pedestrians that can walk into your path.
That's Yolanda Cade with AAA. Drivers are preoccupied while operating the hands-free system, and then thinking about the call afterwards. That goes for cell phone voice activation and in-car systems. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.